Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're going. I don't know what you're doing. But I'm glad that you're here. I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And we've already had a busy show. We've talked about Hassan Reddick, the newest New York Jet who doesn't want to be a Jet anymore. He asked for a trade. The Jets said no. We talked about USA basketball over the weekend. The Olympics are done. I can't believe it. Over it already. Men win gold for America. Women win gold for America. And everybody comes back to the States happy, right? No, except for Jordan Chiles. They taken away her bronze medal. This is ridiculous. Congratulations to the women's team as well. U.S. women's team on a soccer pitch, soccer field. They beat Brazil. I watched that on Saturday. They beat them 1-0. Can't believe the Olympics are done. Now we can get the football. Yeah. We got the AP preseason poll. It's out. Top 25. Bill Bender is going to join us from the Sporting News. He'll be here in 20 minutes. I'm going to ask him about the Georgia Bulldogs. I want to ask him about Oregon. I want to ask him about all these Big Ten schools, these SEC schools. Ask him about Penn State. Hickey knows all about Penn State. They're going to win everything. Hickey, they're winning it all, right? No.
Lock it up. Put your bets in now.
Oh, well, damn. Okay. Well, we'll ask him about Penn State. So Bill Bender, he's going to come through. AP's been doing this college football poll for it feels like 100 years almost. And so we'll get his thoughts on some of the preseason orderings that we have. So we'll talk some college football in about 20 minutes. We just got a lot to do. And then right before we went to break, you know, thank you so much to our guest. Antoine Staley joined us from the New York Daily News to really talk about this situation with the New York Jets. So if you missed the conversation with Antoine and what's going on with Hassan Reddick, why he's asking for a trade and it's just bananas for the Jets. Make sure you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can go ahead and listen to that conversation in full. It's just crazy. He got traded, and he wants a contract, and now he's already asking to be traded again. You can't make some of this stuff up. But we did have some players who did decide to play over the weekend. We saw some quarterback debuts, and I feel like one of the guys is not really a debut, but in the case of Anthony Richardson, it's like every game ended with an injury. So let's talk about this. Real rookies first. Not that the score matters. The Broncos beat the Colts 34-30, and the Broncos were able to throw out all three of their quarterbacks. Zach Wilson went out there. Jarrett Stidham went out there. And then Bo Nix played his first NFL game as a pro. Yeah, it's preseason, but it's still the pros. He showed up, and he showed out. He didn't have a bad showing. He completed 15 of 21 passes, not too shabby. 125 yards. He even threw a touchdown. Sean Payton, who doesn't find excitement in anything in life. I mean, I guess he sounds excited. A matter of fact, he just said, I liked everything that I saw from all of my quarterbacks, including Zach Wilson, who went 10 of 13. And then throw the ball to the other team. That's an accomplishment. Listen to Sean Payton.
Listen, the ball's out. I like the timing, the tempo of when we're releasing it. That was a big issue for us a year ago with the minus plays. We were towards the back half of the league, back, I think, fourth. So I was pleased with the timing of what we were doing, throwing the ball.
Hickey, is there such thing as, like, now that Pete Carroll is gone, do we have a happy NFL coach? No, nobody's happy now, right? He was the last of them, right?
I feel like Sean McVay is always pretty happy.
Is he happy or is he juiced up on caffeine?
That definitely possibly both. Okay. Mike McDaniel, okay. I would say he's happy.
I feel like I'm listening to Doogie Howser explain surgery when he talks. I don't know what he's saying. He's not. Nobody's going to confuse a Mike McDaniel with, you know, Sean Payton. I guess he's more affable in that regard, but happy? Oh, I don't know about that.
Would you call Matt Eberflus and his brand new look happy?
Well, he's bald now, right?
Bald. The opposite, contrary.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's
got a nice coif going. It's like pushes it back, like a slick back with like a beard that's well-groomed.
What is he going to do when it's he stand outside in Soldier Field and it's 0 degrees?
That's a great question. You know what? It seems like from the little that we've seen about his hair that he would not wear a hat because he doesn't want to mess his hair up.
Oh, earmuffs.
Earmuffs or just freeze to death.
Oh, no. I mean, well, look, I'm still all these years late. I'm trying to figure out how... What was it, Tom Coughlin? How did he survive in Green Bay? How?
Great question.
I thought that man was going to croak for real. Like, did they have him standing on something heated? Like, he looked like he was going to just fall over and just fall to pieces.
Well, even if he was standing on something heated, I don't know if the heat traveled that fast from his feet to his face. His face needed it more than anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
Tough guy.
No, he's tough as I don't know, man. And he was old when that took place. So, yeah, good for Tom Coughlin and good luck to Eberflus. He has himself a new quarterback. He wasn't too shabby over the weekend. The Bears beat the Bills 33-6. Caleb Williams, he ain't throw the ball around a lot. He did play 20 snaps, threw the ball for 95 yards. Also had a 13-yard run. And even his teammates were bigging him up on the plays that he was making and how he was evading the defense. And, yes, let's keep this in mind. It doesn't matter whether it was Bo Nix or whether it's Caleb Williams. They're playing against backups. Nobody's really running around out there employing their full offense. Like, this is as close as it's going to get to, like, patty cake offense and patty cake defense as you're going to get. So, Caleb Williams, I appreciate him. Because he said as well, he's like, all right, folks, listen, it's one preseason game. Let's slow down.
I mean, you have to understand where we are and understand, you know, what we have and where we're headed. That's the most important thing. But you also have to be where your feet are. So when you're out there in the field, when we're preparing for this game, you're enjoying it, you're having fun, you're having a blast. You know, we take a step back. When we get in tomorrow or early tomorrow, you know, we take a step back, we go through the tape, and then on to the next.
Yeah, he's fine. And he's a number one overall pick. And, I mean, he's been scrutinized for what he says and how he says things and how he dresses. And if you go back to college, crying on mommy's shoulder, refusing questions at a press conference. Like, there are legitimate questions surrounding Caleb Williams and his makeup and not just what he does on a football field. So knowing that he's out there for the first time, did he feel pressure to have to prove himself in the first game? A reporter asked him that. Listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was trying to show, and I wouldn't say that it's natural. I would say that it's come from the hard work here and us being here working together, building this thing together as we go, and then also, you know, the years of work of getting here and now being the Chicago Bear.
Yeah, well, let's see how it works out. I know the Chicago Bears and their fans, they're hoping that he is the guy for a very long time. I hope so. Bears been looking for a QB forever. You know, I did mention Bo Nix. He was pretty much asked the same question. Like, this is your first NFL game, man. How did you feel? This is what he told 9 News.
Very comfortable. You know, I thought those 10 out there with me, we were going to get the job done, and that's what we did. But it's just fun getting out there and playing with the guys, playing against a different team, and just getting our feet wet a little bit for the season.
Now that I think about it, next break, when we talk to Bill Bender from the Sporting News, I'm going to ask him about the Ducks. I'm going to ask him about those Ducks. They got some big expectations. They got Dylan Gabriel, who's now come in. Oregon, they got some work to do. Got their work cut out for them. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of work cut out for them, the team that the Broncos played, they played the Colts. Anthony Richardson was back. This man played 2 drives, passed for 25 yards, and had one rushing yard. And I think more importantly, Anthony Richardson played in a football game, and he did not get hurt. Maybe he didn't play long enough. But Hickey, I mean, did he learn to just not, I don't know, challenge a 500-pound guy out there? What did you think about what he did?
On the one rushing attempt that he had, you know what he did, JR? He ran out of bounds.
He ran out of bounds?
Ran out of bounds. So he did not get hit. So he played like, I think it was 8 plays, 0 injuries, and 0 big hits. Those are the stats that matter.
Well, that is an improvement for nonsense that we're used to getting out of him. And so maybe, just maybe, he'll last through a whole season knowing this. Wow. You know what? Anthony Richardson, he spoke after the game, and he was just like, oh, yeah, I'm happy I'm back, and I made it.
Just being able to put my uniform back on and being able to go back out there in front of the fans and all the supporters, you know, it's a blessing because I know I definitely missed it last year a lot, just running out there and just being back on the field. So this is another, you know, step in the journey, and hopefully I get to take some more.
Yeah, this guy's basically still a rookie. I mean, he got to play 4 games last year and got hurt in every single one. And then blew out his shoulder, and it was just curtains for the guy. You want to know who else is excited to have him back? The head coach, Shane Steichen, knowing that he gets to hopefully work an entire year with Anthony Richardson. He says, yeah, it's good to have this guy back.
I thought it was good. I mean, first time in over 300 days getting out there and playing with his guys. You know, he got 7 reps. You know, he's 2 of 4 there. Obviously wanted to start a little better on that first drive. But then we got backed up, hit a nice, you know, pivot over the ball to Mo, and hit a third down, which, you know, we're short on. But it was good just to get those guys out, you know, in a game-like situation.
Yeah, all good. Congratulations to all the dudes who made their debuts. Y'all not in Kansas anymore, though. Y'all know that, right? This is not college. This is the pros. And there's a reason why a lot of people don't give a damn about what takes place in preseason, because this is light stuff. Easy for me to say. I'm not running around on the football field getting smashed. I'm not blocking anybody. I'm not doing anything. I mean, I stepped over a crack in the street today and my knee buckled and now I'm in pain, okay? My knee hurts. I'm not built for the NFL. And kudos to everybody out there that's going for their dreams and trying to make the impossible happen. I'm not all that interested. Let me know when Caleb Williams throws his first NFL touchdown. Let me know for Anthony Richardson. This is a great step for him. I just want to go through a game where I hear his name, and after the end, it's not just like he had to exit the game. I don't want to hear that. And then when it comes down to somebody like Bo Nix, Let me know when he plays. Let me know when he gets to start. How long is it going to be before, you know, he supplants Jarrett Stidham? And, I mean, if you're the Broncos, are you even going to keep Zach Wilson on the team? I don't know. I'm ready for the regular season. Can't wait. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Manny is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Go ahead, Manny.
Hey, my man. How you doing, man? I miss talking to you.
I'm here. Thank you so much for calling. What's up?
Oh, my God. I mean, I had a great birthday. Spent time with some friends and family members. It was a hell of a party.
Beautiful.
I mean, hell of a weekend.
Happy birthday, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I know you're upset about your Jets, but can we just honestly say, are we not surprised? Because the Jets are the Jets. This Jets team, do y'all know that they have the longest tenured drought, not just in NFL, but in North American sports? They haven't made the playoffs since 2011. I was in high school at that time. I was a junior in high school at that time. Man, how time does fly. I mean, you got a quarterback who doesn't know when to shut up. They have a coach that most energy and most likely to be fired, and they got a player who wants to get paid, but decides to hold out. I mean, this Jets team, that guy, I'm not a fan of that team. But, man, it's just like this team cannot stay away from controversy.
Well, it's the New York Jet way. And you know what, Manny, and thank you so much for calling from New York. Glad you had an amazing birthday. Misery loves company. Right? That's a great cliche. And it's accurate, especially for a team like the Jets. Misery loves company. And the New York Jets can't avoid it. They need the drama. It's how they operate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, less misery, more optimism. Because next week, man, time flies, don't it? Next weekend, we got college football. And today, yesterday, we found out the top 25 teams according to the AP's polling of some of the biggest sports writers and journalists in the country. Well, we're going to talk to one of them on the other side of the break. We're going to be joined by Bill Bender of the Sporting News. We're going to talk some college football because, yeah, the Olympics might be done, but college football is going to satisfy your football fix before you know it. We'll talk to Bill Bender on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You're going to blink. There's going to be college football. It'll whet your football appetite before we get to these NFL games. And what does that mean? It also means that we have our first preseason AP top 25 college football rankings. We're going to see who climbs and who falls as the year continues on. But to talk about the rankings as they stand now, teams that are overrated, underrated, rated appropriately, joining us right now is Bill Bender, covers all things college football for the Sporting News. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, absolutely. I appreciate the time. This is a good time to have you on because it means football is right around the corner. No shock to see Georgia at number one. Ohio State expected to make some big moves with Michigan kind of out the way at number two. And then we have Oregon at three, Texas at four. We're full of Big Ten and SEC schools. Is there anything surprising you about this top 25?
Not really. I think the top 10 is pretty standard. Alabama, I think the market corrected itself. You know, if you looked at spring top 25s, Alabama was probably 8, 9, maybe even 10. But once we figured out that, oh, yeah, they still have a ton of talent, and Jalen Milroe is really good, and Kalen DeBoer can coach, they make sense as a top five. I tell people, you know, one of the things I hate hearing is the pools don't matter. I say, you know, the last 10 years, when you look at those pools, the lowest a team started in the college football playoff era, the lowest national champion in the preseason pool was number 6 LSU 2019. So the polls since 14. So the polls definitely matter.
Well, Bill, we know that we have some teams that have switched conferences. They're in some new places. Whether you want to take a look at Oregon or Texas, how do you see them competing in both the Big Ten now and the SEC?
Man, Oregon's going to be good. I was dug up a stat today. You know, you look at the Big Ten, and it used to be, and I grew up with that conference, so it used to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust and Woody Hayes and legends of all that. And now it's kind of like, you got to have 5 yards of carry. Michigan did that, not last year, but they ran it like 580 times. Ohio State has done that in the past, and I think they need to get back to that with Chip Kelly. That's a long-winded way of saying Oregon had 5.9 yards per carry last year. They have a fun, exciting offense with Dan Lanning. They've got two NFL tackles, got a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going to be fast and fun to watch. And they're not irreverent, but they take pride in being different. And I think that's going to come as a culture shock to some people in the Big Ten, and that's why I'm looking forward to October 12th when they play the Buckeyes.
Well, they got a former Sooner who's going to be throwing the ball around. What should we expect from Dillon Gabriel in this offense?
High efficiency. I think that's one thing that stands out with him. Whenever I look at a quarterback that's played as long as some of these guys have, touchdowns interception ratio, his is really high. Throwing to Evan Stewart and Tez Johnson, they're going to make big plays in the passing game. The hard part is when we say when you get that transfer quarterback, you get more out of him the second year. And there's countless examples from Joe Burrow to Bo Nix to everything in between. Jaden Daniels is another one. So you're going to have him for this 1 year. They're going to have to make the most of it. But if he picks up that system, he'll be right in the Heisman mix.
Yeah, Bill Bender is joining us from the Sporting News. We're talking about Oregon, and you had mentioned Ohio State. Can't wait to see them play each other. You talked about Chip Kelly, who's now going to come in and help Ryan Day with the Buckeyes. What should we expect from Ohio State? They got a new quarterback as well now, Will Howard.
I hinted at it a little bit. I think they're going to run the ball more. And why wouldn't you? Will Howard had 90 carries last year. Trevion Henderson's amazing. Quinshon Judkins led the SEC in rushing 2 years ago, second last year. I think you use the running game to set up the pass. And they have Jeremiah Smith. I think of all the freshmen they've had, a lot of good things being said about him coming into this year. And so that's another really good receiver. They're going to be awesome. And when you have 11 guys bypass the NFL draft and come back on top of that, and the whole – I think they're all in based on the Michigan losses. That's it's weird when you tell somebody, and I live here so I know what the mindset is, their first priority is probably to beat Michigan. Because I think if that happens, then it unlocks college football playoff, Big Ten, national champ. And here's something. I don't know if you've talked about this a lot, but I ask people this all the time. I don't know how the 12-team playoff's going to work. I don't know what surprises are going to come out of it. I think there are going to be some quirks to it and some teams get knocked off. So it's really hard to predict a national champion.
But do you think so, Bill? I mean, you think we're going to have some type of magical, Final Four-esque run? I don't think so. I think maybe we'll have some interesting games on the outside. But I think when we boil it down, I think we'll get to the Georgias of the world. Maybe, I don't know, winning ultimately.
Yeah. Well, my point being, I go back to that first year of the 14 playoff. I've told the story a few times where I remember going to Florida State and Oregon. And Florida State had won like 29 in a row. Jameis, they were at their height. Oregon blows them out. And I remember thinking, well, Alabama's going to beat Ohio State, surely. And Ohio State won as a team that some people didn't think should have been there. And that's my question. Maybe it's not. I think the first round on campus may not produce a ton of upsets. You're right that we'll get to Georgia and Ohio State and the teams that have enough competitive depth to do it. But wondering what the curveballs are. When you're playing in a 16-team conference like the SEC that has 8 or 9 teams that could make the playoffs, and the Big Ten where Ohio State might see Oregon 3 times, these are the quirks I'm talking about. Like, I think we'll end up with like a Georgia-Ohio State or a Georgia-Alabama, something like that. But who gets knocked off along the way is what I'm interested in.
No, Bill Bender is joining us here from the Sporting News. But doesn't that allow, and maybe this is a quote-unquote, a one-year type, I don't want to say initiation, but doesn't this give some of the teams a little bit of false hope as they kind of move forward year to year into the future? Oh, my God, we made the playoff, and now we're juiced up for next year. And, I mean, it's excitement for now, but is it long-lasting for some of these teams that are kind of in that next tier? Like, let's be real. Clemson, people are waiting for them to wake back up and maybe even jump into the recruiting a little bit more. It's, nobody's looking at Clemson. They're ranked 14. They're not winning no national championship. I'd be shocked. It's what is that going to pacify if they get in the playoff? Nothing.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, not just programs like Clemson. I'm wondering what the playoff does. I always use this analogy in basketball. You know, when a coach is on the hot seat, they go to the Sweet 16, suddenly everything's fine.
Right.
Does that mean they have to get to the quarterfinal to be fine? James Franklin and Penn State's another great example. I've probably taken more questions about them as much as any program, because had we been in the 12 team the last 10 years, they would have been a regular. Now the pressure's on them to actually get there in an 18 team environment. Ole Miss, same deal. These are the highest. That's one AP poll reaction. Look how high they are. They haven't been that high since Archie Manning was there. So there's huge expectations around Ole Miss. The schedule's favorable. But you got to go out and do it, like I said, in a conference where seven or eight of those teams can make the playoff.
No, Bill, let me ask you this. Who gave Colorado a vote? One? Who did that? One vote? Who did that?
I don't know. Somebody that believes that, you know, here's the thing, and I've said this about the Big 12 all summer. I have no idea. Great. That's why you brought me on for this great analysis. I would say this. If you and I did a Big 12 draft and one of us has to find the champions, I think we'd both sit there at the end of the draft and say, I've got two or three that I think could win. And I feel that way about the conference. I think there's a half dozen teams that could win. I think Colorado, I don't know that they can win the Big 12, but I know they have the best, arguably the best quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. They have the best player, Travis Hunter. Now, do they have an offensive and defensive line? We're going to find out. And hey, can they run the football?
Don't ask. Do not ask Deion Sanders about that. He will have a fit and cut you off. Don't ask him.
Well, no, about that, too. I mean, so I've been in a lot of press conferences. I was texting buddies about that afterward, and I got both sides. And they're not journalists. So one was like, the reporter there was wrong. And the other one was like, Deion was there. Deion was wrong there. And I was kind of, they asked me what I thought. I said, I would have not pressed it on my end. I probably would have just shut up at a certain point. Hmm. But at a certain point, Deion, either answer the question or just move on. You know what I mean? So I think that did go both ways.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. When this season is over and it's set and it's done, regardless of what happens, do you think Deion is going to be sticking around with the Buffaloes with his son and Travis Hunter both gone?
That'll be an interesting question. He's never, as I've been pointed out to by a couple Colorado reporters, he's never not coached his son. And that's why, and the health, I'm not going to speculate on Coach Sanders' health, but those are two things to consider. I hope he sticks around. He's good for the game. The game, college football needs characters. And we lost two of them, not like lost from the earth, but, you know, with Nick Saban's retirement and Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL, we lost a couple characters. I like having characters on the sideline, and I like having guys that you're going to pay attention to, win or lose. You can call them polarizing, whatever. Beyond that, I hope he stays in the game, honestly. And I hope Colorado gets better. It's good for the Big 12.
Now, I mean, the Big 12 wants to sell sponsorships for the side of their helmets and everything else. So I know that they certainly want the attention. Bill Bender joining us here from the Sporting News. Right down the road from me in Athens, Georgia, everybody with the Bulldogs, they're waiting just to see what the year looks like. I mean, it's been years. They haven't lost more than two games. Would you consider them to be your favorite to win the national championship? Is there somebody else you're taking a look at?
Ohio State, Georgia, 1A, 1B. And okay. If they played, I've kind of, since they played that game a couple years ago, kind of want to see the rematch. It was an amazing game last time they played. I think Carson Beck and Georgia, they're loaded. We've got our preseason All-American team coming out Wednesday. There's a handful of guys from both of those teams on there. And a lot of NFL talent both ways. So I think Georgia, they've got a tough schedule. I mean, that's something that I haven't heard a ton about. It's like they're playing Clemson, playing Alabama, they're playing Texas. I mean, they're playing Ole Miss. They're going to I think a 10-2 Georgia team would get in the playoff. I think a 9-3 Georgia team would have a case depending on who they beat and who they lose to. And I'm wondering if the committee is going to honor those schedules. Like, are we going to put 9-3 teams in over 10-2 teams based on strength of schedule, or are we just going to talk about strength of schedule? That's one of the most interesting things I think is going to come of these big SEC and Big Ten conferences.
Well, I know one thing, we're not going to have to worry about taking one loss and then the defending champs kind of being knocked out of consideration at all. So, hey, expanded field, we'll see what it looks like by the time we get into to January. Hey, Bill, thank you for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the sporting news?
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92, and we're working hard. It's here, right? So every day we'll have something on college football leading up to week zero. I always enjoy talking to you. It's like a conversation, not a Q&A. Those are the best ones. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it as well. I like to talk to folks, man. I don't like what do I feel? We need to feel like I'm back in school. I hated school.
Same. Yeah,
my man, I look forward to chatting with you soon. We'll catch you on down the line, Bill, okay?
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
No doubt about it. That Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Yeah, I'm just Q&A. Hickey, what's the difference? Q&A versus
Q&A is more you ask the question, he answers, and you move on. There's no discussion, no back and forth. There was like a free-flowing, you know, back and forth. You give your opinion, Bill gives his, you retort, he retorts to your retort. Man. It's like, it's, you know, just like friends talking ball.
As it should.
Right.
Oh, my God. They give me the heat. Now that you describe the Q&A, terrible. Anyway, thank you so much, Bill. Hickey, did you get, we didn't dive too deep into Penn State, but did you glean any optimism out of that?
I did, yes. I'm glad I'm not the only one, but look, the schedule's easy, okay? That's more than anything else. It'd be a big disappointment if they're not in it.
How could they not? How could they not? How?
Well, I agree. We're sitting here, what is it, August 12th, yes. Saying how could they not?
Right.
I hope that we're not saying, oh, man, I can't believe we didn't see this coming, you know, with December 1st.
With an expanded playoff, man? How? How could they not?
I agree. That's a fireable offense. Yeah, if James Franklin does not lead this team.
Oh my God!
Barring catastrophic injuries.
Look at this schedule. What is this? Open up against West Virginia.
Tricky.
You got Bowling Green.
Tough.
Kent State.
Watch out for them. Golden Flashes.
Fighting Illini. You got a UCLA, which is going to try to understand what the East Coast is.
Hey, at least they know where we're playing football.
Oh, my God.
In L.A.
Bro, what type of schedule is this? They're going to crisscross the country both times? Like, what is this? Like, they're going to switch? So UCLA comes out to Penn State, right? And then the very next week, Penn State goes out to play on USC.
Maybe they can share a charter plane back and just be out there for the week.
This is ridiculous, man. Oh, my God. And then the following week, the week after that, then they have to go to Wisconsin. They have
tough environment.
Ohio State loss.
Wish I could disagree.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, no, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I agree.
We got Washington. You know, that'll be different. Right?
Wide-out environment. Get ready.
It'd be different, yeah. Okay, Purdue, the Gophers. And then you got the Terps. Good. Look at that. Okay. Bruh. Yeah, if they don't make the playoff, like, come on, man. That would be I would say that's New York Jets level of embarrassment, but I'm not prepared to go there. Good luck to Penn State, man, and have fun. You should go out with them when they play, USC? You should go.
We'll see. I'm trying to save up some of my money and off days for a possible playoff game.
Look at you.
So
big time.
I will say this is not the first time I've budgeted off days for a playoff game.
And it didn't happen.
And let's just say I've had to find alternate plans.
Okay. Well,
this could be the year.
Expanded field and more chance and opportunity. Okay. That's the bright side.
So that 10 you've been saving the money in, that's overflowing, huh?
Well, no, the money's been spent elsewhere. And those off days have also been burned.
It's like the cookie jar tin. Is it enough? How much money can you stuff in grandma's cookie tin? How much money fits in it?
No one's stuffing money anywhere. Cash is outdated.
Well, okay. Depends on what business you're in.
What? Okay, fair. Not the business
right.
I'm in.
Okay, all right. Whoa, what? It's so literal, Hickey. What happened?
No, I'm just saying.
I think we
like,
hit a sore spot. Penn no, State saving money for a playoff that hasn't come. I think we hit a sore spot.
Wow, man. Damn, cash is outdated. Yeah, I guess it is, right? Nobody takes money anymore. Everything. Does the vending machine in the office take money? Cash? You got to tap a card.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Some of them do.
And if you don't give exact change, I think you get a lot of quarters back.
You get nothing. Nowadays, you get nothing back.
Well, some of them.
When's the last time you used currency for something?
I used euros when I went to Italy.
Okay. In America, when did you use American dollar?
Outside of like leaving a tip. Ooh. Or like a cash, you know, a cover. Yeah. A good question. Wow. I try to just save my money.
I think I have one tattered dollar in the console of my car. One tattered dollar. That's it.
Wow.
I haven't seen cash. Marco, use money?
Yep.
Use cash?
Yep. Not a lot, but I do. Gas. I use cash, yeah.
Oh, gas.
You pay for your gas with cash?
Yep. It's cheaper by a lot.
You're right. It is. They have the sign.
Oh, interesting.
It says the sign. If cash, credit. Yeah, right? Isn't that what it says?
In Jersey, it's usually any place I go, 7-8 cents cheaper per gallon. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but every time you fill up, I mean, it adds up if you do the math all over the year.
You still can't pump your own gas in New Jersey.
No, you cannot. So I don't use cash a lot. So if I go to the ATM, it's basically to get cash to pay for gas. So I don't go there often, but I'm making sure I'm not paying 7-8 cents per gallon.
What are they, the last state that where you can't pump your own gas? There's two of them, right?
I don't know. Is there another one? I know Jersey's steadfast against it.
What, to employ people?
I would imagine that's the bottom line. I mean, I'd like to think that it is. For me, that's the only reason why I hope that it doesn't go away, because there are so many people that do rely on that job.
Right.
What
about the cold when it's cold outside?
Man, yeah, I mean,
Jersey gets cold.
And I'll be fair, it's cool. You're in and out in like 5 minutes. You don't have to do nothing. Solid, man. Listen, I don't have to leave the car. It's tremendous.
Nothing worse than pulling up to a gas station here in Georgia, and then a gas pump doesn't work. And now I have to walk inside, and then a person there, and I got to look at the pump number, and it's just too much work.
And for someone like me that pays with cash, it's a pain in the ass when you have to do it yourself, because you can't just – you got to pay usually in front. And I don't know how much it's going to cost to fill up the tank.
Bruh.
So I got to guess. I don't want to guess.
People don't know how to add and subtract nowadays anyway, okay?
Well, that's true.
Handing somebody cash and expecting accurate change back is like an exercise. It's like we're going back to grade school.
Yeah, no. Most of the time, if you're giving somebody cash, bro, there's a loss here. You're going to have to tip. Whatever that is, remainder, unless you're way over, you're just going to have to give it up, because nobody's going to be able to figure out what to give you back.
Yeah.
I learned that, yeah.
Yeah, nobody can add. That's what it is. Maybe that's why Hassan Redick is asking for a trade. Well, no, we have no idea. Anyway, we'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and thank you again for Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News. Jerry Jones is trying to clean up some of his mess from last week, but, of course, he's causing more mess. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk more Jets, more NFL, and more Olympics as well, because let's be real, the Olympics are done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Bill Bender from the Sporting News for joining us in the last break as we took a look at the top 25 AP preseason poll. Georgia Bulldogs are number one. I'm expecting them to win the championship, okay? Let me hold my breath on it. Come on. Local guy. Anyway. You know, we talked about some wild and crazy things that could take place in this upcoming college football season. We talked about wild and crazy when it comes down to the New York Jets. Now, I'd be omitting something very important if I ignored Jerry Jones. This is the same Jerry Jones who last week, talking about CeeDee Lamb's contract, said that there was no urgency to get it done. And then the response from CeeDee Lamb was LOL, laugh out loud. That was his response. And so, of course, Jerry Jones, and I will not do my Jerry Jones voice. You don't have to worry about it. Jerry Jones was on the Cowboys pregame show, of course, and he decided to take some time to pontificate and, I guess, ramble on just to provide clarity. I guess there is urgency to bring back CD, or maybe not. If you understand what Jerry Jones is saying, Let me know. Listen to this.
I think I got in trouble a little the other day when I said, look, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do. But let me say this. He wouldn't be taking a snap out here today if he'd been here for a while. You've got to use your head when you expose key players. That gives the other younger players a chance to do it. We know exactly what CD can do, and he's worked out with Dak. And so we wouldn't have him out here. It has really not anything to do with his contract. We've got Dak won't be out here this afternoon. And so the bottom line is, what it is no, there's not that urgency. Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure any place on us.
What? Hickey, did he spoke out of both sides of his mouth, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
He was saying both things. We don't miss him, but we miss him. But then if he was here, he wouldn't be playing anyway. That was my interpretation. I don't know. What a guy that dude is. You know what, Hickey? I forgot. I mentioned someone last week, and I said if there's an athlete who needs a podcast, I forgot who it was. But he needs one. Why doesn't Jerry Jones just have his own podcast? Could you imagine?
I mean, doesn't he?
Does he? Does he need one? I mean,
he speaks to the media every day. He's on the radio every day during the season. Oh, he has his own post-game press conference.
Oh, my God.
He's basically he's the Draymond Green of the NFL.
Why doesn't – Draymond doesn't interview anybody on his show. Why doesn't Draymond talk to Jerry Jones?
What are they I don't think either could get a word in.
Oh, man, they be going on and on and on and on. Look, CeeDee Lamb is going to get a contract. And, oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of another disgruntled wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk, let me check. He's still a 49er. He hasn't gone anywhere. Hickey, I have to see if Filippone has said anything. Have you looked recently?
I've not checked the last 24, 48 hours or so, but right. I don't think he's back down.
Yeah, I've seen the latest news report is that the 49ers are trying to re-engage Brandon Ayuk in a contract extension. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this is the fun part of the NFL year. You got Hassan Reddick wants to leave before he gets there. Brandon Ayuk wants money. It's just everybody wants money. Everybody wants money. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back, man, forget money. They're trying to take somebody's gold medal. And then another guy. I thought Noah Lyles had COVID. Now he's dancing. We got a lot to get into. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to talk more football. We'll talk Olympics. I got you covered. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.